David Weiss to schedule congressional testimony on Hunter Biden probe. By Wendell Hasebo on July 14, 2023. The Justice Department confirmed U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss will testify in the near future before the House Judiciary Committee about the probe into Hunter Biden. After an IRS whistleblower leveled allegations in June against the DOJ's probe, House Republicans demanded Weiss clear up the contradictions between the whistleblower testimonies and DOJ claims. U.S. Attorney Weiss said he welcomes the opportunity to meet with the committee at an appropriate time, consistent with the law and department policy, the DOJ wrote to the committee. The department, with this letter, affirms that commitment. The Office of Legislative Affairs will reach out to your staff tomorrow to discuss the appropriate timeline and scope of such an appearance. The letter was in reply to the House Judiciary, House Oversight, and the Ways and Means Committee's request for Weiss to sit for a transcribed interview. IRS whistleblowers contend the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden, including in separate jurisdictions, and that Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to name a special counsel in the tax investigation, which could have provided a degree of separation between Joe Biden and his DOJ. Weiss disputed both contentions in a Monday letter to Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, saying, "I've never been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction." But IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley's boss, Special Agent in Charge Daryl Walden, supported his subordinate's claims and confirmed in an October 2022 email that Weiss did not have the authority to charge Hunter Biden. On June 23, Garland denied all whistleblower allegations, although he told Congress in March that he would personally have to authorize any potential charges against the president's son, including in a separate jurisdiction. "I certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department as components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike," he claimed. "This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy and essential to the safety of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.